time to talk about the US election. It seems like it's never ending and it hasn't even really begun. Elijah from the Gristle is joining me in the studio. Good morning, Elijah. How are you doing?
Hey, Mitch. How are you doing? Well?
Good, thanks. Last time you were here, the Iowa caucus was about to begin. Voting was kind of underway. We now know who's won that state or that pre-selection, whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Most people heard that it was a dead heat between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders.
Indeed. Sanders came out of the block like Weekend at Bernie did in the movie and managed to score effectively 50% of the vote with Clinton. Clinton ended up with 26 delegates, Sanders 21. On the GOP side, we had Ted Cruz.
Mm.
He was on what I like to call a big data-driven mission from God. He managed to secure the evangelicals, receiving 28% of the vote. Trump, for all his trumping, only got 24%, and Rubio came in at 23%. So there were some interesting results. The big story was that the non-establishment candidates in both camps beat the establishment candidates, or at least were able to match them. So
gave a pretty good scare.
Indeed. Some interesting stats for those of you that like your numbers. Bernie Sanders apparently won around 84% of under 30 votes in the caucus.
84%?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. And Gloria Steinem, very famous feminist activist, came out and was asked why young women seem to flock to Bernie Sanders, and she had the gall to say it's because they want to hang out with all the young men.
Yeah,
they were quite hanging out with Bernie Sanders.
Quite a controversial statement, it appeared to be.
Indeed. Some other sort of interesting tidbits from Iowa. Ted Cruz was in trouble because Ben Carson, who got around 8 or 9% of the vote, went home to Florida on the night to get a change of clothing. He is the crazy guy that has
the surgeon.
Well, look, he is a brain surgeon, but if you go to his house, he has a lot of portraits of himself with Jesus and the like floating around the house,
just hanging out.
And Cruz started spreading a rumor that Carson was leaving the state because he dropped out. That wasn't actually true. There's been a lot of talk since about what this means for the campaign.
Mm-hmm. And a pretty fiery debate by the Republicans as well a couple of days ago.
Oh, hilarious. Yeah, so both parties had a debate, Clinton, Sanders, and the GOP had a debate. If you do have a few minutes at work today or whatever you're doing, jump on and watch the start of the debate. It was hilarious because Ben Carson and Donald Trump didn't hear their cues as to how to come out. And it's poetry in motion. A couple of highlights. Marco Rubio thought he'd get a bit of a bump, and he got taken down by Chris Christie, the big man.
What happened?
He slammed him. Rubio had been practicing a 25-second stump speech where he said, Barack Obama knows what he's doing, basically. And he kept saying this, and Rubio called him out for it, and he just looked like a complete Muppet. Other highlights from the GOP debate were Donald Trump saying he's going to bring back stuff a lot worse than waterboarding.
Yeah.
And, and the general sort of rubbish they talk about. And from the Democratic debate as well, highlights were Clinton, she wasn't going to make promises she couldn't keep, whereas mm-hmm. Sanders was railing in the way we all know and love.
Yep.
And some of the background stuff has been getting a bit nasty. There's this group called the Bernie Bros.
The Bernie Bros.
Yeah, okay. And they're essentially Bernie Sanders fans who are trolling Clinton.
Ooh.
But there's been allegations that are a little bit sexist, claiming in very unpolitically correct language that
mm-hmm.
people are only voting for Clinton because she's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, things are getting a little bit nasty over there.
Okay, and we've got the New Hampshire caucus, which is happening today, America's time, so in a few hours it'll get underway there.
Mm-hmm.
What do we know about that kind of place, and who do you think will triumph this time around?
Yeah, look, so New Hampshire is a northeastern liberal state in the United States, so it's essentially very white, fairly wealthy, and very liberal.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump is ahead in the polls for the GOP, followed by Rubio and John Kasich. Bernie Sanders, who's from the state next door, looks like he's going to carry that state, although that has always been the case. He's around 57% Clinton's 43%. The real story is how they spin it coming out of this. And for the Clinton campaign, it's whether she can be seen to inject a bit of pulse into her It's not flag, you know, it's not a flagging campaign, but she really needs to capture some of that hope dope.
Yeah.
Barack Obama.
Is she kind of being, she's been accused of being inauthentic as well. Like, why is that? Because she seems quite wooden and not as down with the kids as Bernie, Uncle Bernie seems to be.
Yeah, yeah. And look, she's a political realist. She spent 8 years in the White House. She was a senator for New York State and then, of course, Secretary of State, which is the foreign minister in the US. And she knows how things work. And whereas Bernie Sanders is, I think, is he 74 or 76?
Yes,
like, getting on. He's either going to run for president and go into the old folks' homes, or he's just going to say anything he wants. So it's a bit unfair for Clinton, although she's taking a bit of heat for receiving $650,000 for having a chat to Goldman Sachs for three or four times.
Wow, okay.
Another little bit of trivia that people should check out because it's hilarious is check out what Ted Cruz's flatmate has to say about him, Craig Mazin. I think he produced or wrote the script for The Hangover and so on. And
okay.
He goes out of his way on Twitter to say things like, "Hi, I'm Craig Mazin. In case you didn't know, I was Cruz's flatmate at Princeton, and he's an unmitigated asshole."
Whoa!
You have to check it out.
Well, it is never a dull moment in the race to the White House. It's still so much for it to go, but no doubt you keep us updated along the way, Elijah. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Check out The Gristle on Friday nights right here on 2SER 107.3.